Senator John Kerry abruptly broke away from a Western presidential campaign swing yesterday and paid a rare visit to his official workplace, the U.S. Capitol. The Massachusetts Democrat went to vote on a campaign-friendly amendment to a defense bill guaranteeing veterans health care funding. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, the Senate's Republican leadership had other plans.
Why did Kerry drop everything in New Mexico, where he'd scheduled campaign stops, and rush back in the middle of the night to Washington? Was this an attempt to mollify critics, including Massachusetts Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who last week called on him to step down from his job as senator, saying he seldom shows up for votes? Was it not to miss appearing in the Senate's class photo taken yesterday afternoon? Was it to finalize his search for a vice president? None of the above, says Kerry spokesman David Wade. The candidate went to the Senate, Wade says, to vote for the Veterans Health Care Amendment.
It's a defining issue, not just in this campaign, but in his life. And he thought it was important to add his voice to the debate.
And Kerry was indeed on the Senate floor voting, but on other amendments, not the one he'd come for.
Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Kerry.
As fellow senators voted and gathered in the well of the Senate, Kerry chummed around, first with Democrats, then with a few Republicans. But there was no sign a vote was in store on the Veterans Amendment. By midday, its sponsor, Democratic leader Tom Daschle, was warning things were not looking so good.
I'm told that the Republicans may be holding off on the vote to keep Senator Kerry from having a chance to vote on it. I hope they won't do that. That is petty. That is small.
Bill Frist, who leads the Senate's Republican majority, made no effort to hide his disdain for the Democratic colleague who spends almost all his time going after President Bush's job.
It's clear that the Daschle Amendment's been put out, that Senator Kerry, who hadn't been here all year, who's missed 80% of all votes this year, parachutes in for a day, and then we'll be taking off once again.
It became clear Frist had no intention of letting the Veterans Amendment come up for a vote yesterday. Daschle recounted on the Senate floor a conversation he'd had with the majority leader.
Senator Frist noted to me as he was standing here that he didn't want to accord Senator Kerry the opportunity to vote today, knowing, of course, Senator Kerry was here today.
By then, Kerry had waited around too long to make it to a New Mexico fundraiser. He went to the Senate floor and scolded the Republicans who'd frustrated his Capitol Hill visit.
Under the normal courtesies of an institution that runs on courtesy normally, it is absolutely consistent with the rules and traditions of the Senate that time might be made available to a minority leader to offer an amendment and for a vote to be ordered. But evidently, this is not a normal time for those courtesies in the life of the Senate. I regret that for the Senate and for the country and for veterans.
Oklahoma Republican Don Nichols suggested Kerry just might have had political motives showing up to vote for the Veterans Amendment.
I think in many cases this amendment's more about helping politicians than it is helping veterans.
But for Kerry, the battle was by no means over.
We'll continue to talk about this issue over the next months, and American people will make a choice in November.
And with that, Kerry left to fly off in his campaign plane to California. David Wellner, NPR News.